And we'd like to welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight. And of course, he's been here with us many, many times before.
Our favorite person.
Yeah, he's one of our favorite guests. We're going to be talking about what's going on the 4th of July, especially in La Porte, and tell us all about what's happening here. Tim King, welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Aloha, Tim.
Thank you both so much. Thank you. Well, we are going to be giving a concert on Monday, July the 4th, the actual holiday. And it's been a long time since the orchestra has done something on the 4th. About 6 or 7 months ago, Mayor Tom Dermody called me into his office. I was summoned.
Oh.
And he said, I would really want the orchestra to do a concert on the 4th. If you can find funding for the concert, I'll find funding for fireworks over Clear Lake, and we'll just make it a big deal. And so we were very fortunate. First Source Bank has come through for us, and they're going to be the sponsor. And they're enabling us to be able to give this concert for free to the public. So it will be at Fox Park, at the Bandshell at Fox Park on Truesdale Avenue in La Porte. And again, it's free to the public. Starts at 7:30 Monday evening. And Carolyn Watson, our music director, will be conducting. She's coming in for that week, because the week after that, she goes up to Interlaken, and where she's going to be conducting for a couple of weeks there. So she's coming in the week before, and it just worked out really, really well. But she's put together a really nice program. Of course, we'll open with the Star Spangled Banner, and then we're going to do the Armed Forces Salute, which is a nod to all the various branches of the military, which is always a really moving moving situation.
Very.
But she's throwing in things like Raiders of the Lost Ark and Star Wars and Little Harry Potter. She's going to repeat a couple of pieces we did from the April concert and the Magnificent Seven. But we're also
all rousing,
have,
all very rousing in their own
think
way.
So, yeah. But we're going to have a couple of Hoosier Star folks on this concert with us. The youth winner, Joseph Giuliani, is going to be singing a piece that was made famous by Andrea Bocelli, and he does such a beautiful job on it. And then actually the second place winner of the adult, Kim Curtis, who did a piece called Stuff Like That There, which is from the movie For the Boys, the Bette Midler movie For the Boys. And she came in second place because our first place winner is presently performing on a cruise ship somewhere in the Atlantic or the Pacific. I can't remember which. That was Jaron Sampson. So Kim agreed to come in, and Kim gave a absolutely wonderful performance. So both of these folks are going to be singing with us on that concert. And then the plan is for us to finish by the time the fireworks start at 9:15 over Clear Lake.
Sounds like a really full
evening.
Beautiful.
I think so. You know, Fox Park is one of those places where you're better off giving a free concert because it's about a 24/7 access place. And so parking tends to be a little dicey, iffy. So I would encourage folks to come a little early. They will have the concession stands open from 7 to 9. I did find that out just today. And so folks, you might not get a parking space really close. So you might not, hopefully you don't mind walking a little bit, but it's a beautiful amphitheater setting. And so we're going to set the orchestra up on the stage and on the concrete pad in front of the stage and give this concert. And then, of course, the fireworks at the end. I didn't realize this, but one of the largest fireworks companies is located in the United States, is located in La Porte.
Wow.
So that was a real surprise to me. So Mayor Dermody called them when we were in this meeting and said, we want you to do these fireworks. And the gentleman that owned the company said, now, Mayor, you understand that that's the biggest day we have all year. He said, we're going to be in all these other cities. And of course, Mayor Dermody he's the best at making you feel guilty. He said, you mean you're going to go all those other places and not give fireworks in your own hometown? So guess what? They're doing fireworks in their own hometown. So we're happy to have them. and we hope people will stick around and just kind of know that it might take us a little while to get out to your car afterwards over with. So don't plan on leaving really, really quickly, because hopefully we'll have a lot of people. It might take a little while to get out of there.
That's fantastic. Well, you have some news about your music director that came in, and tell us a little bit about that. That's kind of exciting.
Yeah, well, she's kind of been sitting on this for a little while until everything was, you know, all the T's were crossed and the I's were dotted. But she's been appointed the new director of orchestras at the University of Illinois Champaign-Urbana, which is considered one of the top programs in the country, actually. And she's really, really excited about it. And on top of that, they gave her automatic tenure which is almost unheard of. You guys know that. I mean, in the in the college world. So she starts in August, and what I'm excited about is that she's going to be closer to us. So it's only going to be about a 3-hour drive for her to come to LaPorte. In the past, even though she was Kansas City, or Lawrence actually, at the University of Kansas, she would have to fly to Dallas to get to South Bend. And it was almost like an all-day trip for her to do this. So by the time she got to Tuesday evening rehearsal, she was almost wiped out. Of course, she always takes things in stride and she never complains. You know, that's the way Carolyn is. But she's really excited to be closer to us. And she's going to be having, it's a much larger program. She has 3 graduate assistants and this huge doctoral program that she's going to be over. So it's a wonderful, wonderful educational professional move up for her.
Very good. Hey, we've got a minute left. You also have, and we'll be coming back to visit this, the Hoosier Star. Tell us a little bit about that, and then we'll recap what's coming on 4th of July.
Ticket availability.
Well, yes. Well, as I said, 4th of July will be free, and we'll have our winners from last year singing. But Hoosier Star this year is going to be Saturday, September the 17th. Tickets will go on sale July 1 on our website, lcso.net, and they're $15 for adults in the balcony, $5 for children 12 and under. And again, our music director, Carolyn Watson, this will be her first Hoosier Star. And we have a wonderful set of programs, but we're going to do something a little different this year. The adults are going to go first, and the youth are going to go last this time, because we think that's going to be actually a better buildup.
That sounds great. Well, Tim, thank you so much for coming on Art in the Air Spotlight. Tim King, the executive director for that wonderful organization. And remember, July 4th, 7:30, Fox Memorial Park at the Amphitheater, and you can hear a wonderful concert. Tim, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you both so much. Thank you.